We're going to go ahead and get started. This is Senate Committee on Health. We're going to go ahead and establish a quorum. Would you call the members, please?
Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Nguyen?
Here.
Nguyen here. Atkins? Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. Mitchell?
Here.
Mitchell here. Monning? Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Nielsen? Roth?
Quorum has been established.
SB 133, Mr. Chairman. Healthcare coverage, continuing of care.
Good evening, Madam Chair and members. This bill allows individuals who have health insurance purchased through the individual market to have an opportunity to complete covered services when their insurance company or plan is withdrawn from the market. We call this continuity care, and the individuals with employer-based coverage already have continuity care in similar circumstances under existing law. There's over 300,000 individuals will be affected by the decision of a few carriers beginning in 2018. This bill will allow a patient to request a continuity of care if they are in the middle of a treatment of their provider isn't available or through the new carrier or product that is available to them. This is a common sense measure, and with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
And this has support on both sides. Witnesses?
Good evening, Madam Chair and members. My name is Tam Ma, and I'm with Health Access California, and we're here in strong support of SB 133. As you all know, Anthem is announced this summer that they are pulling out of most of the individual market in California, which would affect over 300,000 consumers. And Cigna is also leaving the individual market, affecting over 2,500 consumers. So all of these individuals are going to have to switch health plans this fall during open enrollment. And for those consumers who are in the middle of treatment, so for example, if they're in the middle of a pregnancy or in the middle of chemotherapy or whatnot, they will have to switch providers and switch plans, and then their new plans may not be contracted with the existing providers that they have. So SB 133 ensures that these consumers can keep their doctors for a limited period of time so that they can complete their treatment so that their pregnancy, the care that they're getting for their pregnancy or cancer treatment isn't affected. Health Access did a survey asking consumers about, you know, their worries about having to switch plans because these plans are pulling out of the market. And we have heard from consumers from all corners of the state who are just very worried about being able to keep their doctors and the disruption that they might face if they, you know, have to change doctors or change hospitals. So we respectfully ask for your aye vote on this bill.
Thank you. Any support, please come forward, state your name, position.
Good evening,
and
Jen.
And affiliation.
Jen Flory from Western Center on Law and Poverty and Support.
Thank you.
Kimberly Chen with the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network and Support.
Thank you. Any further support? Any opposition? Seeing none, any questions? There's a motion. Mr. Chairman, would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
The motion is pursuant to Senate Rule 2910 that the Assembly Amendment be concurred in. Please call for the vote.
Hernandez? Hernandez, aye. Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
That's 9-0. The bill is out, and that concludes the business of the Senate Health.
Health is adjourned. We are ready for appropriation.